Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We are coming to you from Las Vegas at Money 2020, and I have a special guest for you this week. We are going to be speaking about financial freedom, and this week we have Greg Johnson, who is EVP and GM of the Consumer Group at Intuit. So Greg, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
We have had many conversations on this topic as we get prepared for the main stage later today, and I cannot wait for that session with Chrissy. So on that note, I think Intuit has so many incredible products. Of course, you can see the top ones up here, but let's talk about Mint for a second. So Mint is all around budgeting. We know that especially Americans have a really hard time with budgeting. They don't like it. So when you think about budgeting, like what's the reason behind this resistance?
Well, budgeting is hard, right? It's hard to maintain a budget. And the reality of life is that things happen day to day. And so the effort it takes to create a budget sometimes doesn't give you the benefit that you're looking for. But it's a very important thing to do. Otherwise, if they're not in control and understand their spending, they're more likely to dig themselves a hole without even knowing. So Mint provides tremendous value, but it's against human nature. Mm-hmm. Except, you know, Gen Z does a really good job of it.
Yeah, they're certainly ahead of the curve on that. I missed that mark by a little bit there. So when we think about, so budgeting goes into a larger topic around financial health. Mm-hmm. So only 28% of Americans are considered financially healthy. That stat kind of scares me. That's one in every four people. Right. So that's a majority of the population who is not financially healthy. And this is according to CFSI. So when you think about this, this is not just urban areas. This is all over the country. So how do Americans get more financially fit and financially healthy?
Yeah. You know, this is an important question, not just for the 28%. I think the number is even bigger. We all can improve our financial health, all walks of life. I think it starts by really understanding just where do you stand right now, not just in terms of your credit score, which is helpful to know, not just in terms of the budgeting, but what about your plans, not your plans month to month, but your plans for life, so savings, retirement. So what Americans can do better, I think, is to have a plan for taking one step each day that leads to some of the goals that they have in life, and not just think about month-to-month planning, but actually lifetime planning.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned Gen Z there, because they certainly are the generation that has been proactive with budgeting. What do you think we as an industry can do to really help prepare and push forward this next generation with offering the best services?
You know, the best thing is that Gen Z has the behaviors. That's the hardest part. Many people get into a hole because of bad spending habits and just not being thoughtful day to day about their money. Gen Z is off to a good start. But paying bills on time and budgeting isn't enough to have financial freedom. You have to plan, you have to invest. I think with the advent of AI applied to autonomous investing, financial planning, by virtual expert platforms that connect Gen Z to experts that can help them deal with questions. There's a lot more we can do to go beyond just paycheck to paycheck. And technology actually is enabling just a whole new approach towards lifetime financial management.
I think that's interesting too, because as we as a country move forward, the gig economy is becoming more and more prevalent. And like if we think about Gen Z, they're probably generation that I've seen stats related to that they've been getting more income than the generation before them earlier, because they want to they'll do Uber on the side or whatever else while they're in college to help build up that wealth, which is pretty interesting to lead to those products as well. We have talked a fair amount about budgeting, but the other area that certainly has some challenges is around savings, which they're kind of tied in. A new poll from Bankrate said that 21% of Americans don't put any money aside for savings. So have you seen any forward traction there, what improvement? Because like, why is savings still an issue?
It's a big issue. I have seen in the fintech space in particular, some innovators out there that are actually doing amazing things to help people save, make it easier, remove the friction, helping round up, save more, giving them behavioral nudges to actually think about saving all the time, not just when a refund comes in or they get a big paycheck. So I've seen a lot of innovators out there, but not many of them have achieved scale. And therefore, they're not making a huge impact yet on the problem. But there's some glimmers out there that I think driving savings is starting to accelerate. And hopefully, we continue to innovate and encourage consumers to do that.
Yeah, I think we're on the path. We got a long way to go.
Yes.
So anything else that you think that the audience should know?
Yeah, you know, one thing I'm passionate about is really understanding the customer problem, becoming more empathetic, and be obsessed with understanding our customer problems so that we can then create solutions. Unfortunately, many of us start with the solution. And I want to spend more time on the problem, and I would encourage everybody to do that. Because this problem isn't just about the numbers you hear about. It's about the impact it has on our life, the stress, the lack of sleep, just the worry that comes with the inability to provide for your family. You know, and the consequences are huge. It's not just bad credit scores. It's getting evicted. Right? 1 million people get evicted each year. It's about getting fired from your work because your car breaks down and you can't get to work. You know, it's about the inability to give your daughter a birthday present or a Christmas present. These things are very significant, and I think we as an industry should understand the problem better, and maybe with that empathy, it will inspire us to actually deliver solutions that deliver benefits. Many in the industry penalize customers who are struggling to make ends meet. And they penalize them by charging exorbitant NSF fees, as an example. And those fees are actually a profit center for many of them. What if they actually started to think about solving the problem, encouraging and enabling? And some out there are doing it. They're not charging fees. And you know what? They're getting traction. The more we err on the side of the customer and solving their problem rather than trying to figure out our own problems, the more successful we. If we're successful, we can make a difference. We can make a difference.
No, and I think that's actually a great segue into what we're going to be talking about in a little bit more detail on the main stage this afternoon. So join us this afternoon, Tuesday, Hall D main stage, known as Inspiration Peak at 5:10. Greg and I will be joined by a very special guest as well in the incredible Chrissy Metz. And if you have any other questions or want to know more about Greg's background, as always, please click on the link below. And until next week.